I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You should just smile and follow me!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
The game is cold, but it's crazy.
And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Well, well, well. Look who listened to us again. Hey, guys.
New intro. I love it.
It's not a new intro at all. It's the exact same intro we always use. Positive.
How positive?
Very positive.
Are you HIV positive?
I am HIV positive.
That was a joke straight up taken from somewhere.
Yeah, it was. I think a lot of people know that. We are recording three people with two microphones this week.
Don't give away.
So dirty. Three guys, two mics.
Three guys, two mics. That might be a title now.
Don't give away the secrets.
We're giving it away.
Don't give them away.
Always.
You got to work for the secrets. Tweet us.
Not really. Tweet us at PastGaryPod. At Alex J. Middleton, at Words by Cole, at Chris does not have a Twitter.
At KatyPerry.com.
So, yeah, at KatyPerry.com if you want to tweet Chris. Send all of your messages that way. So what's going on, gang? How you been?
What do you mean, like, what's going on?
Like what's happening
like,
in your world?
Like, you want, like, personal information?
Give me the most personal information you got.
Well, this past weekend, I had to chase a dog, and then I got in a big fight with my girlfriend about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why was she mad that you were chasing your dog?
Oh, because it was my fault the dog got out.
Was it her dog or your dog?
It was the dog that we were fostering together who was not allowed to run because the dog...
The dog can't run?
Well, okay, so we've been fostering this dog that we found on 610... Well, okay, nobody knows what 610
is. Yeah, they don't really give a shit where you found the dog.
On the highway. And so the dog has heartworms and they get this arsenic ingestion.
What's a dog doing on a highway?
Yeah, really.
It got dumped off. And so if it gets its heart rate elevated, its heart could explode and die. And the dog... took off sprinting, and I'm barefoot.
Is it like that movie Crank?
Once again, I'm using geographical. Is it like Crank?
That movie Crank?
Yeah, it's exactly like Crank, except for the fact that it's the dog.
Less action.
Less action and a lot more crying.
What if is it Jason Statham in the movie? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What if the whole movie he's just crying? He's like, I can't go faster. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. Jason, you are not a badass in this movie. This is not one of your better movies.
Where?
Have you really?
In a bathroom.
Like in real life?
Remember when I went to South by Southwest?
No, you didn't. Not South by Southwest, but you didn't really see him cry, did you?
I saw him cry. In a bathroom.
What was he crying about?
He was preparing for a role or something like that. I had to read lines with him or something like that.
I think Cole's lying to us.
I don't believe him for a second.
Okay. I do live a crazy life.
Do you? Whoa, guys.
Whoa, guys.
All right, We've got two things on our agenda this week.
We got more than
What's
that.
What's that?
At least. Bruce Jenner and Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You know?
Two hot topics.
Lots of fun things in the news.
Oh, yeah.
More like loose ninner.
Nice try. Nice try.
You want to try one?
Nope.
Okay.
We're gonna end it on that one.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks, Cole.
Exactly.
He's a hell of an athlete.
Oh, yeah, man.
She's a hell of an athlete.
She.
Exactly.
She.
Sorry.
I do have a question, though. Is it still, like, do you get to keep the medals, though?
Of course.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I just wonder. I don't know what the protocol is.
If you change your gender, you can't.
If you change your Jenner.
Oh, very good.
No. Jenner reassignment surgery, right? Nice. Right?
Where's the rim shot?
We don't have one.
We don't have one. Jesus, we're
so fucking... So, did you guys watch it?
Watch what?
I watched a little bit of it.
The interview. And by the way, I've got to tell you, that was a horrible acting job. By Bruce Jenner, he didn't look anything like James Franco. They didn't even mention North Korea or Kim Jong in it, and I was just really upset.
Pissed off, man.
That was nothing like the interview. And I thought that they were supposed to remake it, and I was like, it's a little soon, but they did it to Spider-Man. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I tuned in. I was pissed.
So do you think when he was like running in like the 1976 Olympics, when he's like doing hurdles, he's like, God, if I just didn't have this penis weighing me down, I could fly over these vagina.
I could win more medals.
I could fly over these hurdles a lot faster.
Didn't he win the decathlon, which was like the most manliest event
Dude,
there is?
He's the most celebrated athlete.
Is
he the only American to win it?
I have no idea.
I don't think...
It's a little bit before my time.
I probably could win it if I really trained,
I don't think he was, but people still... I mean, I don't know if people still talk about it just because he's like... such a public figure now or whatever.
I feel like people have been talking for a long time about him being a woman.
Well, just because...
Like, how long? Like, in the last year, though, right?
Yeah, when he came out.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you guys ever watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I had a girlfriend that did, and I fucking hated that movie. Or not movie, show.
I haven't seen a single episode.
It was horrible.
Oh, what's it about?
I've seen a lot of it.
Cole watched... Really? Well, didn't you also watch Laguna Beach, too?
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, your guilty pleasure? Jesus, Cole. I think you told me one time.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, dude. I'm like a sucker for, like, trash TV sometimes. Like, I still watch The Real World.
Did you watch The Jersey Shore, too?
I did, yeah, back in the day. I don't anymore. I don't even think it's on anymore.
No, it's not. They have Snooki and JWoww now, right?
They have their own show?
They did. Yeah. I don't know if it's still on.
Very nice.
Guys, we're getting off course here.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, so, Bruce Jenner. So who watched the interview?
We all did.
No. I watched it for about 10 minutes.
Gosh, Cole's got to be so specific. I only watched a little bit of it, but what? I did watch it, but I didn't watch too much of it. But I watched
some.
Make up your goddamn mind. No. What do you guys think? Like, do you think that people should have reacted the way they did?
How did they react?
I guess everybody seemed like they wanted to just pat themselves on the back with acceptance. Oh. I'm not saying I don't accept what he's doing.
Right.
But it's just like... What a brave man. How strong. Oh, my gosh. Good for you. I'm going to post it on social media. I don't know Bruce Jenner, but like that's so brave.
Well, people want to put themselves into it because they want to think like they want to give themselves like a virtual.
I'm such an open-minded person.
Look how accepting I am. Look at this. Like if this was 1999, people would be like completely freaked out about it. And we actually did at one point travel back to 1999. So we know exactly.
We did. That was actually when we met. I don't know if you've heard this before, but we met at Woodstock. 99.
Yeah, we met actually
at the Fat Boy Slim concert.
Are you sure it wasn't Limp Bizkit whenever Fred was getting pushed?
Same day.
The...
It's easy to mix those two. Yeah, we were doing so much stuff, you know.
So much peyote.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit. They, you know, they had
barely remember that week.
Exactly.
Really, just astounding performance. It was transcendent.
We actually have an episode where we play tape from that 1999
really?
Episode.
Yeah.
Which was before its time because we didn't even know this was going to be a podcast.
But I mean, Bruce Jenner was probably at that Woodstock 99.
I don't think he was.
You don't think so?
Probably not.
Woodstock 99.
Those were the days, right?
Those were the days.
99, Jesus Christ.
We are once again getting off topic.
All right.
No, everybody just seemed like they were like, oh, I'm super accepting. This is so great. And I mean, it is great, but why did, like, first off, why do we care so much that this guy's doing this? And why is there so much hatred towards it?
Why is there so much
like,
hatred?
Why do people.
Too much hatred.
Why are people like, he's a freak. Why is he doing that? Wait. I don't want him near my kids.
There's always going
to
be people.
Why are we going to be subject to saying this?
Right.
I think what people are so upset about is that he's just making it so public. Nobody really cares if he's a woman or not. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah,
right? I don't.
No, I don't either. But the thing is now, like, it kind of really kind of all goes down to what you were talking about is the virtual backpatting. Like, 2 years ago, everyone was like, oh, he's so weird. Oh, his face is so weird. But then they find out that he wants to be a woman. They're like, oh.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not...
I can understand that.
I'm not... like, dude, go for it, man. Like, I could care less.
Yeah.
But it still is. Like, I'm sorry. It still is kind of a strange thing. At least to me. Like, I can't put myself...
Is it just strange in general? Or is it strange because it's something that's foreign to you?
Probably.
I think that's probably what it is. In most cases, like, I mean, like, if you had a father that came out and was like, I'm a transgender and I think I'm a woman, like, you probably wouldn't be like, whoa. This is odd, but you'd probably be very accepting of it because you love your dad and everything. Yeah. But then as time goes on, you're just, I understand this lifestyle. I'm kind of figuring it out. But I don't think a lot of people know what that lifestyle is like. And no. I think that's why it's so foreign to
I think it'd
people
be a
like
lot
that.
Different if everybody knew somebody who was transgender. You know, do y'all know anybody who's transgender?
No.
All right. The lady from Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, exactly. That's the only person.
She came and spoke.
Don't know her personally.
You just said you didn't know her.
I've never met her.
Oh.
And you didn't go see it because you don't care about transgender.
Well,
kids.
I was in 200 miles away, 250 miles
Why didn't
away.
You travel? If you cared, you would have traveled.
That's exactly. True. But, you know, it's just kind of like, it's just kind of just getting your familiarity with it and your awareness. But, you know, it's just crazy. And this is going to sound old-fashioned, and I totally don't agree. I don't subscribe to this, but it's like people are going to be like, well, where do we draw the line?
Send them all out to Canada. I hate them all. That's what he's about to say, guys.
Where do we draw the line is probably what a lot of people are probably saying.
Where do we – but what is the line to draw?
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand. Everybody that says things like this, like, what do you mean? What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Kill him?
Yeah, no.
Because that's not an option. We're not going to do that.
And it's what's interesting about this is like you see a lot of people. I saw this documentary in college called Paris is Burning about a lot of like transgender and just like the queer community.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Paris Hilton's herpes.
No, in New York. And so a lot of those people were very poor, very, very poor and affected with like a lot of diseases and HIV and stuff like that. So it's really interesting to see somebody who was like
the movie Rent.
This guy, yeah, exactly like the movie Rent, I guess. But, you know, this guy's a one percenter, you know, so he has the money. He has no worries of having any type of issue with this about, you know, the surgery or anything like that other than his health.
That's another thing, though. Do you think that it's, like, where now he's like, I just don't care anymore. I'm going to be who I am regardless. I don't care. And it's like you also have the money and the ability to not care and not be affected by it. Those people in New York that you were saying were trying to go through the transition period but may not necessarily have the money for the hormones or the surgeries or anything like that, it's probably much harder for them to be like, this is who I am. This is who I want to be, because they can't completely transition to it. And they also don't have the money to be like, well, I don't give a shit. This is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be me. Well, I'm rich, and I can do whatever I want.
And that's heartbreaking. That's really sad.
Should we consider them women if they just declare themselves women?
Okay, that's another.
That's a good question.
Topic we could
if
discuss.
Bruce Jenner just said on Diane Sawyer's interview or whatever,
he did,
that he's a woman.
He considers himself a
but
woman
he has
now.
All man parts.
Yeah. Does he
do you
fill
have
out the little box that says woman or female or whatever?
Do you have to have a vagina to be
yes,
a woman?
I think so, right? Or at least boobs.
Technically,
I feel like that would be in the description.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Trying to find a way to word this without just saying, I'm not being a fan. I'm not trying to just be like, because I don't really give a shit what he does. It doesn't affect me at all.
I'm saying you can't just wake up and declare yourself a woman and then you're a woman.
Mean, I feel like I'm a woman, so I'm a woman, and now I'm a woman. Because then what if you change your mind and you want to be a guy? Yeah. Do you get a one time only change? Jesus. Is that what it is, or is what are the rules? Do we have rules?
I don't know.
Are we making rules?
I just
should get, there be?
Yes.
I think Shania Twain said it best.
What did Shania Twain say?
She said, man, I feel like a woman.
Nicely done.
All right. We fell right into that, too.
Yeah. All right, so let's just go around a circle. Is he a woman now, today? Or is he a man? Cole?
Yep, Cole.
Technically, he's a man, but mentally...
Not physically, though.
No, not physically.
I mean, he's obviously never going to have a uterus, which is
right.
A female part. He can never give birth, yeah. And
he should get advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger, because Arnold Schwarzenegger once gave
he
birth
did.
To a
he did.
Baby.
What?
Yeah, when he was the first male ever to have a pregnancy.
Are you serious?
Did you guys see that documentary?
No.
Called Junior?
Yeah, it was a documentary. It was like the 90s. It was a great documentary.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
It's like Terminator got pregnant?
The Terminator got
he
pregnant.
He was actually, he was the Terminator when he got pregnant.
Danny DeVito. Got pregnant by Danny
Shut
DeVito.
You would have never, y'all. No. I'm not even kidding, dude. No. It's a documentary called Junior.
It's a documentary. It's incredible.
For a second.
Look it up. Man, just,
it is.
Yeah, look it up
he
right
now. He had to give birth in a bathtub, didn't he?
He gave birth in a bathtub filled with orange juice and Dr. Pepper?
Something.
Y'all are fucking stupid.
Something like that.
I was fucking with you on that part, but the documentary is real. He's looking it up.
Somebody tell me how to spell Schwarzenegger.
Nope, you need to use your spell check.
Nope, yeah, it is so wrong. That is so wrong. Do we have look
at Arnold, I am pregnant. That's the worst Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Why does
ever.
Everybody feel like they can do an Arnold?
Because
impression?
It seems like it's easy. The same with walking, and most people's walking sucks too.
Same thing with Bill Clinton. Everybody thinks they can do a Bill Clinton.
That's the Bill and the Cosby.
Oh yeah, Bill Cosby too. I was like, you know,
look at me, I'm Bill Cosby.
The documentary is called Junior. Let's see. Okay, Chris has it brought up. Read what it's about. Read the plot synopses.
Film, first of all.
Which a documentary film?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's not a documentary at all.
Wait.
That was the joke, Chris.
What joke?
Jesus Christ.
Man. And then it just went on too long, and now it's not even funny anymore.
It's not even funny anymore. You're going to have to edit that out now.
Or maybe we can do a callback later.
Maybe. So, is he a woman?
No.
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 No. I think he's still a man.
Are we going to be politically correct?
Identifies
here?
As a woman. But I don't think he's a
whatever
woman.
He wants.
Right.
I asked all this earlier. Do y'all think if somebody declares himself a woman, should they be able to use a woman's restroom?
I mean, it's one of those things that's it's tough to determine, because I think Bruce Jenner, I think he really does consider himself a woman, and I don't think he'd be, I'm not worried about him diddling little kids, but I do think there are people that may use that as a loophole to be like, well, I'm going to go into this bathroom with this little girl.
Exactly.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do.
I'm not saying that most of them will. I'm not saying that a lot of them will. I'm just saying that I think that there's people that will capitalize on that solely for the fact that they want to be able to do
like
perverted, gross, disgusting
trans,
things.
They're going to have trans bathrooms. But
yeah, that's another thing. Should you have transgender bathrooms?
No, but don't, and
giant
I just say
waste
that from
of money. Can you imagine
exactly.
If every business around America had to make one extra restroom? And they'd be forced to. You'd have to, you know, accommodate for the transgender folk. That'd be ridiculous. And that's where we're headed, too.
Yeah, but that's just not fair for, like, small businesses. It's not economical.
No.
At all.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I don't know
the same way, you know, you have to have a wheelchair ramp. A business cannot operate unless there's a wheelchair ramp. Well, that's some businesses don't have people that are using wheelchairs every day. And if they are, then somebody can, you know, pick up the fucking wheelchair or something.
Yeah, like
why
running
should be forced
stores.
To, or trailing.
No, I mean...
I mean, I don't think you should be forced to accommodate your businesses for a certain minority of folks. You know what I mean?
Whoa. You don't want to accommodate to minorities?
I don't think you should have to.
Says the one minority on the podcast,
right?
You racist against your own people.
I don't know what that's like, man. You know, like, I just come from, like, a privileged background that I haven't had to face these kind of adversities. So I'm,
can you change your driver's license if you haven't had the surgery?
I think you'd have to.
Because
wouldn't you
be the sex of your driver's license?
Would you have sex with while you're getting
Would
your
I have
license?
Sex with the driver's license? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little big for that driver's license. There's not really a hole in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if it was a hole... Now we're.
It probably wouldn't even be comfortable.
If there was a hole, it'd be very prickly.
So, were we going to move on then?
Where were we?
No.
We're
not moving on from Bruce Jenner. Did you watch the whole thing?
I did.
And what were your initial thoughts?
Did you think he seemed nice?
I liked when they brought in his first group of kids that were famous.
Oh, they had
famous.
The kids on the interview?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
That.
And they were like, oh, hey, like his young, or I don't know what his name was. He has one son that has really long hair, is a musician, and he was all accepting. I think it was Brody.
Brody is the one that was on Laguna Beach. Or The Hills or something.
But like he was the one that I think he told first, and he was very accepting of it. And then they, like, talked to all of the first group of kids, and then they brought in the Kardashians. And it was like, and now we're really going to have a discussion because they're famous.
They're famous. That's what everybody
so
cares about.
Kim, Khloe, and Courtney, and Kendall, and Kylie were all in there.
And Chewbacca and whoever else. Yeah, yeah, the kids ugly one.
Have.
They have a huge.
Are
Khloe
the
is Khloe
show?
The fat one?
No.
The big one?
Yeah,
she
that's,
is.
She's
he just
not,
doesn't want to call
not,
her fat.
She's not
she
fat.
She is the fat one. Yeah,
she's not fat.
I'm not saying fucking, she's fat. She's the fat one of the Kardashians.
The fat one, just like, you
like
know,
there's
yeah.
three
Who
of us, and one of us
one?
Is the fat one.
Yeah.
I don't know. None of us are fat.
I don't know. I'm thinking Cole's the fat
yeah,
one. Cole's kind of the fat.
What bullshit?
Would you eat this morning? Pancakes, you fatty?
I haven't eaten all day, and y'all know that. That's why I'm trying.
So he's the skinniest one, so he's definitely not the fat one.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, I'm the fat one.
Yeah.
You are the Khloe.
Well, you were talking about that you were saying that they didn't even really give the first family the time of day.
No, they did, but it was just, you could tell that they really didn't care as much, or to me at least, it seemed like they didn't care as much about what they were saying as they did about what the Kardashians said because
well,
they knew
course.
That more people were going to pay attention
well,
to that.
Well, a second ago I said, do you think he was nice? I meant to say, do you think he was earnest? Like, do you think that he... you know, seemed approachable about the topic, I guess, if, like, other than just because he was talking to Diane Sawyer, do you think he's actually going to be an advocate to help people out?
I think
not
he kind of
trans,
has to be now.
Not
yeah,
just trans people, but just people who feel that outsiders.
That may have been one of the reasons he did that, because he did
yeah.
say, if something comes because of this, then we've done our job, or something along those
lines. I'm sure, well, I'm sure there was a lot of inspired people out there.
I mean, I understand what he did, and I'm saying that, like, that's cool that he came out and did that, and I understand that a public person that's as big as him would do it on TV like that, where you, like, instead of just saying one day to TMZ, hey, I'm going to be a woman. He kind of did that thing where he just didn't say anything and just let them say whatever they wanted.
Everybody knew it.
Right, and then he was like, I'm just going to finally have this one thing where I'm going to tell them all what's up, and this yeah. is going to be, this is who I am, that's what's up.
But he's taking advantage of the fact, he's making a reality TV show about him going through the transitional phase, you know what I mean?
Is he for sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Is it going to be on E?
What's it
yeah,
going to be called?
Be
what time and date?
Do they have a name?
I think they've set a date and everything, they don't have a name.
Because I got a name.
What's your name?
Transformers.
Transformers, there you go.
No, just call it Transgender.
Transgender.
Oh, that's what you nice. Said. Or, I mean, yeah. Send them. Email them right now. Yeah.
Jenner reassignment.
Jenner reassignment.
Coming
there
to E this
use
fall.
Your, yeah, use your clout.
Oh, as
a public
man.
Figure, Alex.
He was an Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, you going to watch that show?
But he likes dresses.
Yeah, I'll probably will check it out. Yeah, absolutely. You know how many people actually tuned in for that? Do you guys have a wild guess? Like, I don't know. If
a lot.
Know, like,
don't
ratings.
Tell me because I'm going to be pissed off when I find out the number.
You're going to really be pissed? No, or you just going to be like, wow, that's a lot of people.
I mean,
17 million people tuned in for that.
Where'd you get those
mention,
numbers?
They had viewing parties in
like
New
variety.
York for this thing.
Did they really have
they
viewing
had actual
parties?
Viewing parties, yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal to a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, so...
I mean, my life is going to just keep on moving.
Yeah, yeah that's
man,
what I'm... That's basically what...
Least bit.
Next week,
like,
on Pass the Gravy...
happy for him that he's out and now he's comfortable telling people who he is.
Are we
going to
talk
doesn't
about
affect
Bruce
my
Jenner
life
on
at
Pass
all.
The Gravy next week?
No, we're not.
Exactly.
Unless he kills somebody.
Probably not. Yeah, he may. He does like a murder homicide or double homicide. Then we may bring it up.
I have no clue.
Did he kill someone?
He almost did with that car accident. Remember?
You got a scoop?
Early in the year.
Were you there? Do you know?
Oh yeah, you don't remember that? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do remember that.
And you know, maybe somebody did die. I don't know. I'll have to look at that article.
But speaking of people that died, that was grim.
trying to make that.
I was going
to
make a little segue right there.
Yeah,
that sounded really, really dark.
You know
dark.
Who's really good with segues?
The guy that invented the Segway scooter?
Paul Blart.
There we go. I heard that was your favorite
you
movie,
that?
Cole.
No, I didn't see that.
Why
they
not?
They didn't screen it for
Why?
Credits.
They didn't.
Oh, so
they
had
didn't,
they
were they scared?
Been there?
No. Were they scared of what the critics would say?
Yeah, right. I think it's 0%.
Yeah, we're just not
going to
show
tomatoes.
Anyone this. It was.
Yeah,
I think it's gone
0%.
Up since.
Yeah.
But I didn't even see the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look great at all, but it looked also like a kids' movie, so
yeah,
it seemed like it would be.
Kevin James
like
is funny. Have you seen any of his stand up?
Yeah, and King of Queens is awesome.
Oh yeah, King of Queens.
I love King of Queens.
But that doesn't mean it's a good show.
It means gives me
yeah, it does.
To watch it.
Patton Oswalt was on.
Oh yeah,
Oswalt
was
too.
And Jerry, or I'm sorry, Ben Stiller's dead.
Yeah, Jerry Stiller. We've been
and his mom.
Too much airtime.
Have we really?
He has that one comedy special that's funny.
What is it called?
Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's old. That's like old school HBO stuff. And now yeah. He's like with Adam Sandler and all the racist people against Indians.
Who's
racist people against Indians?
You know what I'm talking about? He has so Adam Sandler has a Netflix deal where he's going to have 6 movies come out on Netflix. And the first movie is called Ridiculous 6. So it's like a play on like Magnificent 7 or Hateful 8, which is coming out with Quentin Tarantino. Anyway, it's going to be – so it was filming in New Mexico or something like that, and they had a bunch of Native Americans, a.k.a. Indians, a.k.a. Washington Redskins, a.k.a.
– I don't think they were from Washington.
I know, but people just get so defensive.
Redskins just offensive if you're
not
saying
you're
it in the context
say,
of Washington.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
So
do
they walk off the set.
Do you honestly think they should change the name from
– No. So they walked off the set, and I think Kevin James is in that. They walked off the set saying everything was like really racist and
who, the Redskins?
The Redskins.
The entire team.
And now I don't know what was said. I didn't really read the articles. I just know that that was actually what happened.
I just kind of like looked at this thing, scrolled through it, read a Wikipedia article.
I just saw the headline.
Saw the headline.
These
but
are my
that's what the
now.
That's what the headline said.
Adam Sandler is so irrelevant at this point. When was the last good movie that Adam Sandler came out with?
I have had this conversation on actually a few podcasts.
Have you?
I'm not kidding.
I think Mr. Deeds was the last funny movie that he came out with.
I would probably have to agree with you.
Right?
That
stupid Zohan movie was awful.
That was horrible.
That movie with
Jack and Jill.
Oh my god.
Wait, with Al Pacino?
Al Pacino that was didn't
Al
it just
garbage.
Have a cameo or something?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Hey guys, Grown Ups was good.
No.
What was it?
I mean, it was like they were friends, they all hung out again.
Grown Ups 2 is the only movie I've given 0 stars to. No, actually, I gave it 0.5 stars just to be obnoxious.
Grown Ups, the first one was kind of funny.
I thought the first one wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. That movie he has with Drew Barrymore is not bad.
51st Date?
Yeah.
Or The Wedding Singer.
No, 51st
Wedding Singer's older, though, right?
Wedding Singer's great.
Yeah, Wedding Singer's the before you're saying he went and got bad.
Yeah. So.
And The Waterboy is fucking hilarious.
That's enough for Adam Sandler.
Are we even going to talk about Baltimore, or are we not going to talk about
Baltimore?
No, let's
talk about Baltimore.
Because it's very gloomy and just depressing to talk about.
This all started with Ray fucking Rice.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You see what happens?
See what happens?
When you let one guy ruin a team's season, then you ruin the whole city.
Yeah.
You shut down the Orioles games. Nobody can go to sporting events.
So
Ray Lewis is out claiming and asking for peace, even though he kills people.
Do we need to explain what happened? Or
nobody knows what happened. I mean, we just
okay.
Know
well, what has allegedly happened? Because I've really been very busy lately, and I have no clue. I've not really watched
Freddie
any of it.
Freddie Gray is the guy's name. If y'all didn't know, Freddie Gray was killed from a spinal cord incident. His spinal cord snapped, I guess, and he died.
While he was
that's
in the
all
care
we know, and he's black. That's important. That's very important to know that he's black, and all the black people are very upset.
That's actually the only thing that they need to know to start burning stuff.
Exactly. Had this man been white,
no one would have showed up. No one would care. It probably wouldn't have even been a story.
Let me ask you this: well, he was in the police care when his spinal cord cord snapped.
We know that there was some kind of
Somebody was fucking around.
Somebody was fucking around. And for all we know, the guy deserved it. He'd been arrested.
Did he?
15 plus times.
No matter what you do, do you deserve to just be fucked with and beaten by the police? Because I don't necessarily know if I agree with that.
No, I'm scared of the police. I'm terrified of them.
Why that's one thing that I don't understand though. Like, when I see a cop and his siren's on, if it's just a speeding ticket, I'm like, oh my gosh, my stomach drops. I'm like, I'll pull over. I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to. Well, you just want to get out. I just want to end it. I want to get over it as fast as I can. I'm not going to be like, there's a cop. I'm going to probably talk shit to him and then fuck with him and record him and just get in his face and be a dick to him because that's going to help my cause.
Right. That whole line, we say, you work for me. I'm a taxpayer.
I know I'm saying this as a white male, so I may be, like, I understand. I get what I'm saying. Looks very biased, but yeah. I just think that when you immediately go and are combative with a cop, it's never going to help you. There's never going to be an instance where the cop's like, you know what? Because that guy came at me and was yelling at me, that really made this thing easier.
Points. He made some really excellent
points. Oh, you're right. You're right. You do pay my salary. Let me just turn around. Yeah, let me just turn around
and let you go.
Well, you just basically just apologized for being a white guy and having.
No, but I'm saying that when I say I normally just don't go fuck with police, it's like, yeah, well, you're white. Like, it's very easy for me as a white guy to say that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
It is.
Because the racism that has been shown by certain police departments is you can't really deny it.
What
in
racism?
Certain cases.
Like what?
In certain, like the dude in South Carolina, obviously that guy was killed because.
Come on, anybody who runs from the police.
I think if it was a white guy, I don't know if he would have been shot and then had the taser planted on him and all of that.
White people are statistically killed more than black
people. Right, but that's because there's more white people.
Yeah, I'm talking per capita.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, see, so now pretty much any time a black person dies by hand of a cop, or is there just going to be a riot?
Yeah,
that's what it seems like. I mean, there's just, why is it that you've got to go to that, like, all right, well, I'm going to prove my point by just destroying a town, and then that'll show them that we don't need the police. It definitely won't show them that we need more police presence or militarization of police.
Well, we need the police. Like, the fact that I'm scared of the police is probably a good thing.
That shows that you haven't dealt with the police a lot, and you probably don't have a very a very long criminal history.
I have a zero.
I don't understand why y'all are afraid of the police. I'm not.
I'm not so much afraid of them as I just respect their authority.
Yeah,
for sure.
You have like a healthy
fear. I'm afraid of what could happen to me if I fuck with a cop.
All right, that's understandable.
I guess I should have clarified that better. I'm not terrified of if I see a cop walking down the street, I don't really, I'm just like, oh my God, it's a cop. But like if you see sirens behind you and you pull over, you're like, your stomach drops and you're just like, oh man. And you just, gosh, I just want to get out of this. Yep. I just want to move on with my day.
I really get freaked out.
And that's how it should be.
But you shouldn't be combative with a cop. You should, man, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
Are you guys more or less scared of cops whenever you have a bag of Coke in your pocket?
Way more. Way more.
Very rarely. I've never had a bag of Coke in my pocket.
He's lying. That's why he asked us the question. Because he wanted us to agree with him. Because he's like, this happens to me every day. I get stopped by the police all the time. And I was like, Cole, give me your Coke. Just give me the Coke. I'll let you go this time.
If I have weed in my car or something, then I might be.
Then you're going to jail. Yeah. Because that's the devil's lettuce right there.
Devil's lettuce is right, man.
Yeah, then that is you were a criminal at that point.
Should you be a criminal at that point for having a little weed in your car?
Okay, so is the Baltimore thing getting to be Ferguson level?
Oh man, it's already past.
You think it's worse than Ferguson?
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. For the sole purpose,
explain what's gone on late. Like I really have. I'm very out of the loop in it.
As Michael Scott would say, "Talk to me like I'm five."
Talk to me like I'm five,
like five. I'm not going to talk to you like you're five. I'm going to talk to you like you're an adult.
Okay, talk to me like I'm an adult and you're explaining the situation.
I already explained to you that the dude...
Right. Well, explain like what's been going on with the riot. Like, is it just blatant rioting? Is that pretty much...
Yeah, fucking rioting. The mayor of Baltimore, I forget her name, she was just saying, you know, first night they were rioting, she was making the case that we should give them space to riot.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely not. You should fucking turn the hoses on these goddamn thugs.
But they'll just cut the hoses. That's what they do.
Yeah, I know. Goddamn thugs. Anyways.
Just these cops trying to put out a fire in a building and helping out my city. I'll fucking just cut a hole in it. Because that's the kind of person I am.
Right. It's chaos going on over
there. Do you steal candy from babies, too?
Exactly.
Yeah, probably. Is that all we're going to talk about on that?
About Boston? I mean, Baltimore?
Yeah, about Boston, Cole. Way to fucking pay attention.
I was paying attention.
Oh, yeah?
I obviously was. I just misspoke.
Okay. Okay.
I was preparing a story for you guys.
What was your story?
Boston.
The marathon?
2 years ago?
The Red Sox?
You're just naming things from Boston? The beans? Celtics? Baked beans?
Rajon Rondo?
Cream pies?
Funny,
so funny
accents?
Johnny Damon?
Bill Burr?
Bill Burr, always going.
Ben Affleck? Batfleck? Batman?
Dane Cook?
Have y'all seen the new Superman and Batman?
At the end of that trailer? Podcast, they just named things from Boston the rest of the time. That was weird.
Well, let's see how many things we can name.
No, let's not. It's a horrible podcast. All they did was just name stuff.
My mom's from Boston.
All right, so there's one more. There's anybody one else more got right one? Anybody come on? Let's move on.
All Matt right. Damon.
I think we've said all we can say, and I don't really think I'm a political kind of guy to break down what's going on.
You're not political? What, you don't care about your country?
I don't. I think it's all gone to shitter with this damn Obama.
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 It's an Obama nation, if you ask me.
It is.
I'm moving out of my trailer, moving to Canada. If Hillary ever gets elected, I'll tell you that much. So, did you guys see this lady that had sex with a walrus?
She had sex with a walrus.
Her too?
She worked at an aquarium. Yes, Cole has had sex with quite a few walruses.
Well, my girlfriend.
Oh, man. Hope she's not listening.
It is like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Let me tell you what.
What is our... Do we have like a tagline for this? Because that should be our tagline.
What, walruses?
No, pass the gravy. It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Tune in every week.
For your ears.
Yeah.
No, this lady in Georgia had been given some handies to a walrus.
Georgia?
Yeah, typical, handies? Right?
HJs?
Some HJs. And had been having sex with this walrus.
How long did it take?
At least 10 times.
Walrus to come to fruition.
She told people.
10
at
times?
At least 10 times. So she was in the double digits.
About 20.
So you gotta think she's probably ruined.
Really?
She's probably ruined.
Wait, the walrus has penetrated her?
A lot of walrus.
Yes.
I thought she was just giving it handies.
I mean, she was, but yeah, that's probably foreplay.
How did she get it hard?
You get.
I mean, you probably
hard.
Friction, yeah. Rub up and down on it.
That's so weird. Is there pictures?
Not of the sex act, but the lady's not even like an ugly looking lady. It wasn't like she probably could have gotten some dudes.
You could probably find something.
Probably not
like
now.
On like what are those like websites that are really like show fuck it, like rotten.com.
Bestiality websites.
Ugh. Wouldn't you get flagged if you went to one of those websites?
I don't know, Cole. You're the one that goes to them.
I don't.
Yeah, all right.
You're probably flagged right now. Anyway, how old is she?
Looks like in her 30s.
Paint us a visual picture.
It looks like in her 30s.
I don't know.
She's about 6'5", 125. That's she's 35. Right. She's 35.
Married?
Right on the money.
And everybody is saying that it is considered a cry for help. Yeah, I would guess it might be a cry for help.
Yeah.
Maybe that was just what the walrus was doing, right, guys?
So is she being arrested for this? Is she being charged? Charges or anything?
She's been fired.
She worked for SeaWorld?
She's facing accusations of zoophilia and bestiality.
Zoophilia.
There's a movie.
Police have opened an investigation, but she's not been charged with anything.
There's a real documentary called Zoo, and it's about this guy named Mr. Hands. Okay, so Mr. Hands.
Yeah, we know. I know what that is.
You know Mr. Hands? I think I've probably brought this up on the podcast.
No, I mean, yeah, maybe.
There's a video
probably.
Of him. He would have sex with horses. Like, he would let male horses penetrate his butt. And
that in Mexico.
He died.
It's called a donkey show.
Yeah. It went up into his intestines and he died.
Really?
And there's the video of it.
No way.
At least he died doing
kidding.
What he loved, right, guys?
Exactly.
Not even kidding.
Can't
I
can't knock him for that.
Yeah, and when I was...
He went out happy.
Like 6 years ago, I remember.
We're probably in a lot of pain.
Very messed up.
Yeah. So what do y'all think about that? Should she be arrested for that?
I guess. I wouldn't want her around my dog.
Is that like a child predator, a sexual predator? If you're like an animal predator, like, yeah, I just want to let you know I have sex with animals, so please keep all of your dogs away from me. You have to say that like to all your neighbors when
so
you move in.
Was she the handler in more ways
she was.
Than one?
She was the trainer.
Ooh.
Zookeeper.
She trained it to get boners? That was
I guess she did.
I
guess she did.
Yeah, man. You know, she... Probably should be arrested. That's pretty fucked up. She should be arrested by the
now,
ASPCA.
Was it consensual sex? That's what I want to know.
Because exactly. I mean,
we got to get the
walrus's
opinion on
I
this.
I think I saw the walrus is only 9 years old.
He said,
"That's kind of
I
young.
Am the walrus."
Does
that was
the
all we got
walrus,
for
you. Do walri have vocal cords?
Well, they make sounds, don't they?
They do make sounds? Okay. So that means so if it could talk, then it could potentially be consensual. So maybe she trained it to talk.
Do you speak walrus?
Well, I said train it to talk.
So
well, somebody's got to
so no, we're never going to know. That's basically what you're saying.
That we're never going
to
know?
Because we're not going to train the walrus to talk.
No. I mean, that would be the only way to give consent, right?
I guess so. That'll be enough of that talk, I guess. Why don't we go to Not Cool? You guys want to do that?
Jeez, Go for
it's two straight weeks of just ADD taking over, guys.
Right, we need focus.
We've been very busy the last 2 weeks, so we've had way less time to prepare like we normally do.
About 16 hours before we do the show.
It's like a long time, you know?
15 hours and 30 minutes.
You don't just put 16 hours in of preparation ahead of the show like I do? No?
16 hours straight.
We actually prepare about 1,000 hours ahead of time.
I need that time.
And that's why it's just
1,000 hours ahead of time would be like...
A long time. I've been preparing for this for... You have no idea how long I've been preparing. Not cool this week. I've got one.
Go for it.
I got three.
I'm going to go with the hack a strategy in the NBA. You guys familiar with this?
I watch the NBA.
Where, oh, hey, my team may be down, but this guy sucks at free throws, so we'll just foul him, make him shoot free throws, and when he doesn't make them, we're going to just get the ball back, and they're going to get their points from it. But it also adds, like, 45 minutes to an hour to a game if you do it the whole second half.
Right.
And, on one hand, I understand the point of it, because it's just like, hey, guys, make your goddamn free throws, you NBA player that gets paid millions of dollars. Like, goddamn it, Dwight Howard. Some fucking free throws, guy that just made a full court shot in practice on Saturday and can't hit free throws.
I don't really understand how people miss free throws like Shaq. Like, they're so bad.
I guess your hands are very big, so you may not get a great grip on the ball. I don't know.
So is that your only beef about it, is the fact that
it slows down games, and it's kind of like, it would be like if you could just take a knee in football all the time and just get the ball back.
Yeah, if you could just go up one touchdown and then just take knees
for
the game.
Is there going to be any type of rule?
Adam Silver, the commissioner, said he's going to try and get rid of it. I don't necessarily think you should. I understand why it's there, because make your fucking free throws. That's what it comes down to. But just, it pisses me off watching teams do it.
Now,
and it just makes the game not fun.
Well, now, is this usually at the end of the game, right? Or is it throughout?
Or sometimes, I mean, if you're down 10 and you've got Shaq or whoever, not sure, I mean, Shaq doesn't play anymore, but you've got Josh Smith for the Rockets
had
trouble with it. The Spurs fouled him. And they fouled Dwight, and they fouled Clint Capella, and they weren't making the free throws. And I mean, Kentucky lost the national championship a while ago because of that,
right?
Or not Kentucky, Memphis did. And I get the purpose of why you do it, to make your free throws, but it takes away from basketball, and I think that basketball is slow enough,
right?
That it doesn't
this
help
is
it
like
at
the
all.
Only in
it
all
really
the,
annoys me
in all sports, major sports at least that I know of. That's the only time that you can be rewarded for breaking a rule. And that's bullshit.
Right. It's like, yes, this is a rule that's basically made to be broken to benefit you.
But then you
if
go
you
to
can
the
capitalize
bonus,
off of it.
Double bonus, and then, you know, then you have some issues.
That's my not cool this week.
Well, I still think it's pretty interesting.
Well, thanks, man.
You worked hard on it, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. I'm brilliant. I've come to, like, especially, like, we're in Houston, everybody. Like, living in NBA, this is a really awesome NBA town. This is a really fucking awesome
Well, this year it is.
Last year, I moved here last year, and even, like, at the end of the season, I mean, the end of the playoffs for the Rockets last year was really bad, but this is a really kick-ass basketball town. Much better than Dallas.
Yeah, fuck Dallas.
Yeah, I lived in Dallas for 6 years, and the fans up there are miserable. Really made me despise the Mavericks and the Rangers.
What about the Cowboys? Fuck them.
Jesus, easy.
Yeah, easy.
I'm not going to be easy at all about that.
Yeah, of course I am.
We got two idiots in the studio now.
I don't think they're getting Adrian Peterson.
Well, you guys got Darren McFadden. Why would you need him? You got the best running back in the league.
Lance Dunbar from UNT.
He's going to give you like a whole two games this year.
This past season.
That was just
And then
Randall.
You'll have the thief.
Oh, that was Randall?
Well, he's still there.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But DeMarco Murray, Jesus, he's flying high.
So, you guys got any not cools?
Nah.
Nah.
No, I
actually don't.
I'm kidding.
Really?
No, I haven't.
All right, thanks.
So in Michigan,
let me just hang out then, guys.
In Michigan last weekend, there was two teenage girls who caused a lot of pissed off people at a movie theater. Okay, you know what they were
doing?
They
went to go see Paul Blart.
Yeah, they were running back and forth across the screen, like just running,
yeah.
Like sprinting back and forth. And 50 people were able to get their refund. Now,
did they have parents there?
No, they were like teenagers, like they're like trying to meet boys and like.
That's not really
how
you
not
do
how
it.
You meet boys.
What?
That's how you piss off a lot of boys.
Well, I guess, but that's probably what they were there for. They were probably just there being rambunctious and stuff like that. Now, are you guys really anal about people at movie theaters, or if like somebody's talking?
If I pay, yeah, especially when you pay for the ticket.
What movie theater?
Like if somebody's fucking with my experience, yeah.
Let me look it up. But I know 50 people were pissed off and each got their. Their refunds.
Well, I saw this story and I read the article. You know what I took away from it? the two girls got arrested for this.
No, they really didn't.
They
really?
Got arrested. They got taken to jail, booked and processed in the whole nine years.
For what?
For disturbing the peace. Not even kidding.
That's what it was. That's the part
they
I missed
They were arrested.
Out on.
And that's fucking bullshit, man.
Is it?
I mean, we were
Don't
all,
be an asshole.
We were
Don't
all
be an asshole.
Years old. No, we were all 15 years old. We all did stupid, idiotic things that we'd probably be arrested for now. You
yeah.
Know what I mean, running.
When I look back
theater,
at things I did and didn't get arrested really? For.
I mean, first of all, do you even call the police for that kind of nonsense? Hey, we got a couple kids in here and they're running.
Maybe, though, theater. They called them to kind of just try and get them to scare them or got security or something to do that. And yeah. Somebody's like, all right, they're not stopping.
I mean, kick them out of the movie theater.
It seems like you would have had to have given them some warning, and they obviously probably ignored the warnings.
When I was a kid, I would go to the movies every weekend, literally. And I would...
You still go to the movies every weekend, right. Literally. So
I work.
My whole life, I've gone to the movies every weekend.
So when I would go there to meet girls and stuff like that. But I remember one time I was like causing like a huge like ruckus.
Getting a blowjob in the back.
That has happened. But I was.
Oh really?
Sure it has.
One of the first times I ever finger banged a girl. Was that the movie Alamo?
Oh really?
Oh, the Alamo. Nice.
At a
mine,
Cinemark.
Mine was the Transporter. A couple years.
Oh really?
Yeah, a couple years before you.
We weren't watching the Alamo.
No.
I was finger banging the shit out of her, though.
Nobody was watching the Alamo. That's why they were in there.
That's why I always remember the Alamo.
So I was, for some reason, my friends and I were running and jumping over the you know, like where you go to get your tickets torn or whatever, and they have like a rope. We were like running and jumping over that, and we got banned from the movie theater for
Did you
life.
For tickets?
Yeah.
For life, like, do you think if you went back now, they would recognize you?
No,
hey!
I wrote him a letter a couple weeks later, and I was
no, you
like,
didn't.
I'm sorry, really... let me back.
Well, he wanted to go to the movie so fucking bad.
We
guys,
a...
they really want to see it.
Guys, I don't have anything else to do. Come on.
See, that's what I don't get is like people. I remember in high school, people would be like, "Cole, you're always at the movies. Like every time I'm there, I see you." And I'm like, "Well, that doesn't that mean that
you're at the
there?
Movies a lot too?" Then
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I remember someone said that to me, and I was like this jock, and I was just like, "Okay."
Did you ever want to be an actor, Cole?
He yeah,
totally did. He
yeah,
totally had
so.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would
yeah.
be awesome. And you know what's kind of funny? You know who wanted, made me want to be an actor?
Who's that?
Fucking Will Smith. Like,
no
I thought,
fucking way.
I'm
You're
not,
lying,
I'm
dude.
Not kidding. When I was a kid, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was like the coolest fucking thing
ever. I swear to God,
ever.
I was fucking addicted to that show.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an actor because of Will Smith, too. I'm
yeah.
not even lying. Dude.
Oh, that okay. I thought you were about to like,
no, I'm
rag
not even
on me.
Fucking ragging on you, dude.
Yeah.
Will Smith one made me want to be an actor.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Which I look back now and. Kind of questionable.
Mine was Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
not,
really?
Not really.
That's yeah, not I remember.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah. Well, he was great back then.
Why don't you guys make out?
Now, what was his last good movie, Will Smith? I Am Legend?
What was his last? Like, did he have a bad
his,
movie
his
recently?
One that came out a couple
he
years
had
ago
one
was
movie
good. Or a couple
with
weeks
his son
ago.
About the aliens or
After
something?
Earth.
Oh,
that was horrible.
Horrible.
Focus is one that came out back in September. No, September. Feb.
What was the one where he slept in the good. Bathroom?
Oh.
And he's trying,
happiness.
Oh, that made me like cry. So,
with Kid Cudi.
That was a good movie.
No, he just has that song, Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I could.
Jeez, Chris.
Go
you're
on
with the rap game.
Yeah, I know, right? Skin is black.
I didn't even mention that, but okay.
You know, I don't know. I actually have. I actually could do two not.
Well, what? Then go ahead.
Go for it, because I don't have.
I don't think you even did one last week, so.
So
you owe us another one.
The Floyd. Money Mayweather Pacquiao fight. It's on Saturday.
Are y'all gonna watch it?
No, I'll be at work.
I will be watching it. He's actually working, so I can go do it.
So,
would you like to watch it with me?
Are you watching it, man?
Got a location. I'm not gonna say it on this podcast, or else it'll be swamped with listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
At pastthegravypod.com.
At Alex J Middleton on Twitter.
At Chris Hogan.
just plugging shit randomly.
No,
Chris Hogan.
So no, I really
Chris
do.
Like, who are these people?
So the fight is this weekend. A lot of people are trying to start boycotting the fight because of
why?
Because of Mayweather being a multiple offender of domestic violence.
What?
But see, also
who's in the NFL, he'd get 2-game suspension.
I know, right?
Do you think that people should boycott the fight because of that?
Go ahead. Who gives a shit? They're gonna make $300 million on pay per view alone.
But also, like,
I doubt they
people
care.
Who say that they're gonna boycott that also takes away from Pacquiao, who's like a huge community leader. Mm. So he has like. 40%
the people that are going to boycott the fight are the people who weren't going to order the fight anyways, and they're just telling you they're boycotting it because they want to seem like they're making a point.
No, that's
but like
just their excuse for
Angela in Missouri that's never seen a boxing fight at all is not going to buy it on pay-per-view. And she's like, you know, I hate domestic violence, and that's why I'm not. It's like, no, because you're just a dumb person who doesn't really care kind of and trying to make a point about it. I'm not saying he's not a dick. Right. He's a huge dick.
But he did his time.
A fucking great boxer.
He did his time.
Kick Pacquiao's ass.
He did his time. So, you know.
Very reminiscent of Michael Vick. Everybody was on Michael Vick's case.
Yeah, but that was dull. It's funny because people. It's funny because you can have like.
If it's women, it's okay, but not dogs.
Right?
Exactly. There's like, if you watch an action movie, like there's this movie called John
I didn't really
Wick.
Mean that. I didn't really mean that.
There's this movie that came out last year called John Wick where Keanu Reeves kills like 90 people and it's awesome. But like his dog gets killed at the beginning of the movie and that's when people
freaked
out.
I am legend. I lost it. I lost my shit when he had to kill a dog. I was like, oh my God.
Did I ever tell you? The guys, did I ever tell you guys that Will Smith is the reason why I wanted to be an actor?
Is it?
Are you serious?
Is it really? Chris, was there anybody that made you want to be an actor ever?
It was Will Smith.
What?
Holy shit.
So, anyway, that was a very brief not cool, and, you know, it's...
So you won't be boycotting the fight then?
No, it's going to be awesome, and those dudes...
Well, you're going to be at work, you're not watching that shit.
Yeah, but I just kind of want it to be over with so people shut up.
Who do you think is going to win?
Super Bowl.
Huh?
You didn't watch the Super Bowl. I don't remember that, man.
Yes, I did. So I think I was here or at work at a radio station, an unnamed radio station from an underground location.
We definitely aren't using radio station material to make our podcast.
So yeah, that's my not cool. So all right, guys, I'll see y'all later. This has been fun. Yeah,
he's gonna do the same thing he did last week. Just leave.
Oh yeah, I did. I actually had to work.
Bullshit.
Early exit Cole.
Early exit Cole.
I like that. That'd be a cool nickname. Follow me at earlyexitcole.com.
Chris, do you have a not cool this week?
I wish I did.
Is it Bluebell?
Yeah, there you go. Bluebell.
You have that shirt on. Okay, I get that people are doing the come and take it thing, but it's like they already did. They already did come and take the Bluebell, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like they took it out of every store.
What is it called?
So like, come and take it. It's like, done. Yeah. Are you guys listerious about this, right? No.
What happens if you get listeria? Or is it listeria?
I think most of the people that got listeria were in hospitals, and it was because their immune system was already down. Because
it was either old people or really young people. That's why
they had a weakened immune system already. So if you or I were to eat Bluebell, the odds of us getting listeria would not be very high. There's still a possibility. My girlfriend works at a catering company, and they really are big on ice cream. And Bluebell is their main supplier, so they've been having to clear out some freezers.
What's wrong with Häagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry's?
Well, Bluebell's just their supplier. Just, you know, like you have people that have Coca-Cola as their drink.
Do y'all not think Bluebell's the greatest?
They have Pepsi.
I don't really eat sweets.
I think Bluebell's dope as fuck.
Yeah, man.
Ben & Jerry's is pretty good, though. Because everybody's like, oh, what are we going to do with Bluebell's? There's a lot of other ice cream.
I'm not of all those crazy flavors they've got. Like Bluebell, I like just vanilla.
I guess you could say this is a real rocky road for Bluebell.
Oh, very good, Cole. Or Alex, I'm sorry.
They just really need to get back their cookies and cream.
There you go.
Or their Moolianium Crunch, right?
I can't wait for Bluebell to come back. I'm going to stock up, man. Seriously.
On Listeria? If somebody was selling you Listeria-laced Bluebell, you knew you could get Listeria, but you had like a 1 in 10 chance, would you try it? What is the best Bluebell flavor?
Vanilla's just...
Homemade vanilla is the
best. I got one.
There's no vanilla that's better than homemade vanilla from Bluebell. That's the thing.
Cherry Garcia is my favorite.
No, have y'all had the banana pudding Bluebell?
I don't eat ice cream.
Fucking delicious, man. They've got vanilla wafers in it. It'll blow your mind.
Ice cream's for suckers and phonies.
Really? So what do you eat, Cole? What's your snack of choice?
Dick.
Pistachios.
Pistachios.
Jesus. Pretzels.
You're a fucking health nut, man.
But I'm the fat guy around here.
Yeah,
you
fatty.
Are the fattest guy in this room.
Chloe.
We're home, Chewie. Or whatever he says on that new trailer.
Y'all are so excited about that.
You're not excited at all.
I don't give a fuck about Star Wars, man.
Okay. I'm weird. I don't like Star Wars at all.
What movies have you been excited about this year?
Me?
Yeah. And you can't say American Sniper because you didn't go see that.
And because you hate America and you're an anti-patriot.
Name some movies. I'll tell you if I was excited about them.
So he was not excited about any movies this year.
Yeah, I really wasn't.
Right.
I'm not as big as a movie.
I am excited about Jurassic World, right?
Yeah. We're actually going to be doing a podcast live from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we are.
Really?
It's coming up.
Oh, cool.
We actually got tickets. We didn't even tell you about that. Are you down?
First time
I think it's 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, sure. He needs $90.
$90, that's all it costs.
$90 to see a movie?
No, 90
bucks,
$90
just to go there.
To go record the podcast.
They're going to give it, remember the commercial, they had those little glass balls they were rolling around in?
Ball droid.
We're getting the broken ones.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We got a discount
Right.
So that the dinosaur could eat us.
Sure.
Wait.
But luckily, Cole's the slowest of us.
Because he's
so,
the fattest.
Yeah, right. Fat guy is the slowest guy.
Are you talking about Balzroid from Star Wars?
See, now we're just... That's too much. That's just too much. Cole's going to be the slowest one, so you and I are going to be able to run away to safety.
Sure.
While he gets eaten, and then we're going to know it's time to leave.
All right. Cool.
And we'll try and finish the podcast on the pterodactyl on the way out, because we're going to have to get cool with some pterodactyls, because they are getaways.
I'm in. I've always been a fan of the pterodactyls.
The only podcast ever in the history of Earth to broadcast from Jurassic World. Coming up soon, boys and girls. All right, are we gonna move to my favorite part of the podcast?
What's your favorite part?
It's answers.
Ah, yes.
We get to interact with you, the viewers.
The viewers.
And readers.
And readers.
And listeners. I guess listeners would be the third of the three.
And tasters.
I think that'd be the most, wouldn't it be?
I got a name for this podcast.
I'm a pass the gravy taster.
The name of this episode is called Baldroid.
Baldroid?
Crickets?
Yeah. Nothing. Cue the crickets.
I don't even think it deserves crickets.
Anyways, let's get to answers.
Let's do that, and we will go to our first question of the week from Joseph Stoddard.
Joseph Stoddard?
Joseph Stoddard. And he says, would the dumb waiter and the lazy Susan make a good couple?
Oh, what's a lazy Susan?
Lazy Susan is a little circular thing around the
table. You like put spices on, maybe? On but like typically
it's
spices.
I thought that was a flower. Stuff, right?
What? How would that be a flower?
I really thought it was a flower. I'm not joking. Susan? Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Somebody's never cooked anything in their life, right? Somebody's had a silver spoon in his mouth.
Exactly.
Can we get the butler to bring it down?
I don't know what that person, Joseph Stalin, wants me to say.
I mean, if the dumb waiter isn't very smart and lazy Susan's just late, like, this seems like they might be perfect for each other, but that's just not going to be an effective relationship. Go. Yes, Cole?
Oh, so I was raising my
hand. He's raising his hand like we're in class.
Can I ask a question? This is my first
time. Fucking just go. Come on,
yeah,
let's go.
No, Jesus.
Are they sentient, these beings?
What do you mean?
Let me look up a word in a thesaurus and just throw it in there.
Well, look what's behind you. If you look behind you, there's a rolling scroll.
No one else knows that. No one else knows that. I'm Cole, and I like to talk about things that people that are listening won't ever be able to understand.
Being sentient is...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at that picture on the wall.
Being sentient is like having like consciousness.
Did emotions. You just read it on the definition?
Look it up, dude. Look
either
it up, sentient.
The word of the day 12.
Well, I saw the Avengers last night, and that was a big...
The Avengers use it. It's a real word.
No, it is a real word, but that sentient is like a real word. Like, are they?
Right, use a fucking real word that normal people use.
Are they conscious? Do they have a high level of consciousness? Or
what are you talking about? These are fucking dumb waiters.
So why would they be dating? Why do they have needs to date?
Because they get lonely.
The lonely Susan?
They need companionship.
Same way Bruce Jenner needs companionship.
Right? Even though he's asexual. He did say he's asexual.
Pass.
Do y'all have a dumb waiter?
No.
So
I have a very intelligent waiter.
Oh, very nice.
I had one last night.
Ah.
At dinner with my girlfriend.
Hey! She was more of a lazy Susan in the bedroom, though, if you know what I'm saying, huh?
How's that for an answer, Joseph Stalin? That ended up being okay.
I didn't answer anything I asked.
We got through it, guys. We got through it. All right. Well, that's all for
nope.
this.
Jesus Christ,
nope.
Cole.
See, he hates this part. He just hates this. I'm Cole, and I like to derail shows. That's what I do. It's my favorite part.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Chris is... on my side.
I am.
We're just going to kick Cole out, and Chris and me are going to have our own podcast.
So what's the next answer?
All right. Will Foreman.
Or questions. Shouldn't we call these questions?
No, we're giving them the answers.
I thought it was called questions for answers.
That's because I used to write.
Why don't we call it Q&A?
No!
Okay.
It's called answers.
Jesus Christ. What's the next one?
We give you the answers to questions that you don't have. That's what we do here on Pass the Gravy. Will Foreman says, is there a polite way to tell someone to button the butt flap in the back of their pajamas without sounding rude?
I've never seen anybody. I
thought of that episode of Family Guy where he had the fucking pajamas.
Don't antagonize this guy.
So
this
maybe like, I don't know how often Will's coming across people that forgot to button up the flap on their pajamas.
Excuse me, sir. The backside of your pajamas.
Your buttons.
Yeah, your
perhaps
asses,
just button it up.
Just all over the place.
Maybe if they had like shit smeared all over their ass, then I would.
Or if their ass was hanging. I mean, you should. I think it's a common courtesy. Like, hey, you're a.
Yeah, man. Just like your fly is open.
It'd probably
or
be like an old
like,
man.
Do that directional. Just kind of point. Do like,
don't y'all feel a little awkward when somebody says, "Hey, your fly's open"? Like, I feel a little embarrassed.
What the fuck are you looking at, huh?
Yeah.
You looking at my?
You want to suck my dick?
Looking at my junk.
I'm just being rude.
It just depends on how often you encounter these types of people who wear these.
I mean, it seems to me like Will has encountered this quite a few times because he's asked us a question about it.
I bet you that they sell like butt flap pajamas like Urban Outfitters or something
for
like that.
Adults.
Probably do.
I've got two pair.
I have a onesie. It doesn't have a butt flap in it. And that was really? The only thing I was
That's
missing.
Obviously for pooping, right?
Right, but don't you kind of piss a little bit when you poop anyways?
Well, I mean...
Have you ever just had a dry poop?
No, never.
Never. It's impossible. So, like, you're pretty much just going to piss in your pajamas anyway.
My dog poops.
I don't sit down when I pee, because I'm a man.
Okay.
I'm a fucking man.
You shit standing up?
Occasionally.
Ew. Have you ever shit standing up?
No.
Really?
Have you ever hovered and shit? Because I have.
Been in some dirty ass restaurants.
Gas station bathrooms. Really? Like, I got to go, and there's nowhere else.
What are you going to do?
I guess it's going to be the shell here. With the heroin addict passed out on the floor.
Just ignore him.
From butt flaps
to heroin addicts.
Oh, man.
Everything you need to
know. I would, you know, maybe a tap on the shoulder.
We should do a segment on funniest shit we see written on bathroom walls.
We're going to start doing that. We'll start looking in bathroom walls. Cole actually does a lot of those, what are they called, glory holes you were telling me about?
Yes. Letters from the bathroom wall, that's what the segment's called.
Cole attends a lot of glory holes, and so he reads a lot of bathroom writing. Yeah.
He needs some reading material while he's taking it up the ass.
People stick their penis through glory holes.
Yeah, and you receive the penis on
You're the receiver.
And so what if I do?
Jesus Christ.
And so what if I do?
Do you like that he plays into it? He plays into it, but it takes him long enough to realize that we're directing it towards him.
This is going to be on the internet forever.
There's other worse shit on the internet.
There's way worse stuff.
The internet is a graveyard where nothing dies.
This next question is actually directed for Cole.
Oh.
Specifically,
written by
I said
whom?
For Cole. It's from Brian Gilness. Do you know him? Do you know Brian Gilness?
Let me call him.
Do you really know him? Okay, well, he says, werewolf astronaut on a moon mission. Disaster or jackpot?
Ooh.
I guess he's giving you a movie plot.
Yeah, I like it. Werewolf astronaut on a moon mission? That's awesome.
I mean, I would watch it. I'm
yes,
not gonna
I would
lie.
Watch that. A problem? No, I think a solution for a night of entertainment. That sounds amazing. I love that. I don't really know.
Werewolf astronaut. So is it like, all right, this is my question. Is it a normal guy that like this guy struggles because he's a werewolf and he turns into a werewolf occasionally and they're like, you're an astronaut and you're finally getting to go to the moon. And he's like, fuck yeah. Oh shit. The moon. That's the one thing that fucks with me. So and as he's going up there, he's just like, we're landing, Houston. Woo!
That astronaut would definitely extirpate the situation.
No, the werewolf is the astronaut.
He would extirpate the situation.
He's once again just reading off of a screensaver.
No, the first one was legit. That one was read off. That.
Stop it.
Dude, no, that would be awesome. And you know who would play the werewolf?
Who?
Will Smith.
A black werewolf, huh?
Yeah, a Blair wolf. Would that be right?
Why do we have to identify the werewolf on the color of his skin, huh? How come we can't just be a werewolf? Why can't we all just be human beings?
He's a lichen. I've been known to dabble with the lichens.
The lichens? We've actually had a vampire on the podcast. Yeah, maybe we could try and get a werewolf on the podcast.
Did we really? Was I there?
You were not. It was Curtis and I. We had Vodalok the vampire.
Really? Where's Vodalok right here?
He is in Michigan somewhere.
Really? Oh, this is Vodalok. I'm here.
He didn't talk like that at all.
No.
He was actually an energy vampire.
Huh?
You'll have to go listen to that on our best of, or you can go back and find the Photo Lock the Vampire episode.
Is that what it's called? Do you remember what it's
called? If you want to get rid of this one because it's a train wreck.
It's not a train wreck.
It's insulting.
So we're moving on. You did think it was a jackpot idea.
Yeah,
not
a
disaster.
That was dynamite.
He only liked it because somebody asked specifically.
No, that was a really funny question.
Okay, this one's from Jason Gruno.
Bruno?
Jason Gruno. Grunow. He says, which is the best soup to throw on someone? A cheese-based soup or a nice vegetable soup? Also, is stew acceptable if you don't have soup?
Who would want to throw stew?
Yeah, that's my question is, eat Jason, are you throwing soup on? Soup. Do you have a lot of people you need to throw soup on?
Are we going
to
pass on this one?
No.
We're not.
First of all,
pass
you have to ask
that.
Yourself, what stinks more, cheese or vegetables?
Are you trying? Are you trying to cause pain or are you just trying to cause, like, just grossness.
If
like,
you throw the vegetables on them, they might, for a split second, think that it's throw up.
So ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Scare the shit out of them thinking that it's throw up.
Most definitely.
But cheese is going to be stinky after a while.
Yeah. I would.
Cheese. I'm going to tell you, though, right away, if you don't have either stew is perfectly acceptable.
No, man. You
I'll allow it.
Where's the soup from, and is it made by the soup Nazi?
If it's made by the soup Nazi, then I wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't
because it's too good to throw, right?
Right. I would have to concur.
I concur as well.
Okay.
That's that'll do that for that question, you know. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we do have some more. We've got one more, and it's from Steve Taylor, and that'll end up the podcast.
Is that Tim Taylor's son?
Maybe. Who knows?
Different last
name. Of a different last name.
That's okay. They're close enough.
A whirligig.
He says, "What exactly did the message in a bottle say, and why hasn't anyone responded to Sting?" We ask the hard-hitting questions here on Pass the Gravy.
Cover some stuff.
Do you want me to give an answer?
Well.
So let's go through the lyrics. I send an SOS. I am lost at CEO.
Okay.
It's such a lonely day. No one here but me, yo.
Wait, so is that what the message basically had the song lyrics?
Rescue
is
me
that,
before
is
I
that
fall
safe
into
to
despair?
Assume? Is it safe to assume that the message in the bottle had the lyrics to the song?
Yeah.
And is it also point. Is it also safe to say that it's very possible the bottle's never been found?
Boy said, I'll send an SOS to her. Maybe she just particularly didn't find it.
Message in a bottle is a horrible idea. If you think about it.
Well, yeah.
When you're sending a message out in the bottle, you really got very few options.
The only time you're sending a message in a bottle is like you're lost at sea. Or...
I mean, I used to send messages in the bottle all the time to people. I would address them, and they just never got there. Yeah. They never returned to sender. I have tons of gifts I've sent out to people overseas that just never reached.
Are there
sending
guidelines?
A message in a bottle, or like attaching it to a bird or something, Harry Potter style?
Well, that's a little more reliable.
You know, when I was in college, we had carrier pigeons. We bought. What we thought were carrier pigeons.
For your drug game?
Yeah.
No. We were in a band, and we had a bass player that did not have a cell phone. And so we were like, our brilliant idea is, why don't we just go buy this $50 pigeon?
Y'all could have saved some money and gotten cans and a string.
Yeah, we should have.
Did the pigeon just fly away?
Yeah, it did. Long story short, he never came back.
Really?
The guy kind of tried to explain to us, like, you gotta let it stay here so he'll know where his GPS is. And he's like, I don't think birds have GPSs. I think it's kind of just, like, instinct.
Wait, he told you to make it stay there for...
I don't know, but I thought of the best carrier pigeon scheme ever. And that's just, you train the birds to fly right back to you. So, everybody...
Like a dog.
Right, but you train the birds to fly back to where they came from. So when the guy buys them, they never go, like, they're, oh, hey, my message never got delivered. And I get another bird right back, but you already bought him. So you come back and you're like, hey, my bird went away. Like, well, you can buy a new one. The same bird.
Do they give refunds?
The same bird. You have like two birds. You just make tons of money. No, he would not give a refund because the bird didn't come back.
How much did you pay for this bird?
Like $50.
Are you kidding me?
What was its name?
It was on Craigslist. I don't remember what its name was.
You got ripped off.
I didn't take care of it because it was a fucking pigeon and it was disgusting.
What did you feed it?
Bird seed. The guy gave us seed. That's what
she
said.
It'd be really funny prank to just throw bird seeds all over somebody's doorstep.
Or I've seen it when people do that into open convertibles and they leave. They just, yeah,
remember that
there
bird lady in Home Alone 2?
Yeah.
She was fucking freaky, dude. That was
That's why I've always been scared of birds. Remember Birdman and Hey Arnold?
Oh, yeah.
Stoop. Was it Stoop Man or Stoop Kid?
No, Stoop Kid. Stoop Kid wasn't. Stoop
and
Kid
Birdman,
wasn't
right?
Leave a stoop.
Stoop Kid's afraid to leave a stoop.
Yeah. Those kids were such bullies. Oh, man. They were such bullies.
Wait, what was the question?
That kid had it made on that stoop, though. I remember he had an apple tree and everything. He did not have to leave that
stoop. Yeah, like, why would you leave a stoop? You've got everything you need there.
Just sit there smoking his weed, living his life.
I don't know if he was smoking weed. Probably not.
Remember that?
He was, like, 8 years old.
How did he get his...
Definitely.
Dude, he was in inner city New York. It was rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
They got to take the edge off somehow.
Freaking white people. Is it...
Whoa, 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 whoa. Now you're just... Chris, you are just... You are just lumping... all of us white people into a category, and I find it racist.
Sorry, you all.
I find it racist.
It's categorically racist.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Already.
Language.
So, are you gonna podcast with us next week?
Yeah.
Are we? Is it gonna be next week we do Jurassic Park? Do you think we can move our flight up? Oh no, we're really doing it.
$90.
There you go.
Pronto. We're gonna get some Velociraptors and ride them around. Maybe do the whole podcast on a Velociraptor in the background. You just hear.
Gonna be talking during the movie.
What if it was just us in Jurassic World talking and everyone's like, shut up, shh.
That doesn't come out for a couple months
unless we have a screener.
Ooh.
Cole, what's guy that gets screeners sometimes.
What's the movie Bryan Cranston was just in? That's
Godzilla.
Yeah,
so
that was
East Godzilla.
I didn't like that one. All right, let's get out of here.
Is that gonna do it? We got any plugs?
I gotta get something to eat.
Like, what if well, you just what if somebody... it just didn't pick up Chris's voice the whole time and everybody just hears these large gaps? We're like, what the fuck.
You're just going to amplify it, that's all.
Let's hope so. Any parting words, boys and girls?
See you next week. Follow me on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter, at Taylor Swift.
At Taylor Swift.
Damn it, I was going to say at Katy Perry.
You're Katy Perry. I just said that. All right, Alex J. Middleton on Twitter, at Pass the Gravy Pod. on Twitter at Words Like Cole, at Chris Hogan.
Taylor Swift.
We're working on it. Jose. Jose stands for Jose. At Pass the Gravy Pod. Again, check out the podcast on the website, passthegravypod.com. Stuff from the show page. We don't have anything this week, but we've got other shit from other episodes. Tell a friend. Amazon banner, passthegravypod.com. Go put wind in the sail of the pirate ships and pass the motherfucking gravy, bitches. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mad.
Message in a bottle.